The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee.
Rok milosti, ako všetci vieme, ako čitatelia Biblii, bol jubilejný rok.
They were all slaves and prisoners as they were been taken prison.
Keď všetci otroci a väzni, ako boli vzatí do väzenia.
And had to give a son to pay a debt.
A museli dať syna, aby zaplatili dlh.
Or daughter to pay a debt.
Alebo dcéru, aby zaplatili dlh.
And they were in bondage.
A oni boli v otroctve.
No matter how long they've been in bondage or how long they're supposed to stay there, when the year come of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free.
Nezáležalo na tom, ako dlho boli v otroctve, alebo ako dlho tam mali zostať, keď prišiel ten jubilejný rok, keď zaznela tá trúba, každý človek mohol ísť na slobodu, ak chcel ísť na slobodu. On bol slobodný, už nebol viac otrokom. Ale ak ste chceli zostať otrokom,
then you had to be taken down to the temple.
Potom ste museli byť privedení do chrámu.
Stood by the temple post and they took an awl and bore the hole in your ear.
Postaviť sa v chráme ku stĺpu a oni zobrali šidlo a urobili vám v uchu dieru.
And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your days.
A potom ste museli slúžiť tomu otrokárovi do konca svojho života.
What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Aký dokonalý príklad Evanjelia Ježiša Krista.
When it's reached the acceptable time and the time of jubilee.
Keď je ono kázané, ten čas milosti, ten čas jubilea.
Anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you stooped in sin, or what's wrong with you, you can go free when you hear the gospel trumpet sound out.
Každý, nezáleží na tom, kto ste, akú máte farbu, do akej denominácii patríte, ako hlboko ste klesli do hriechu, alebo akokoľvek je s vami zle, môžete ísť na slobodu, keď počujete trúbiť Božiu trúbu Evanjelia.
You are free.
Ste slobodní.
But if you turn your back upon the message,
ale ak sa obrátite chrbtom ku tomu posolstvu,
and refuse to hear it.
A odmietnete ho počúvať.
Notice you were born in the ear.
Všimnite si, bolo vám šidlom prepichnuté ucho.
With an awe. That means to say that you have crossed the line between grace and judgment and you will never hear the gospel again.
To znamená, že ste prekročili hranicu medzi milosťou a súdom a nikdy viac nebudete počuť evanjelium.
You'll never get any further. You must be a slave to the system you're in the rest of your days.
Nikdy sa už stále nedostanete. Musíte byť otrokom toho systému, v ktorom ste, až do konca svojho života.
If you refuse to hear the acceptable year.
Ak odmietnete počúvať milostivý rok.